I think today saints and finest attempts deserves a little more detailed homily. Honest attempts was the first pope canonized in modern times, and the last pope canonized since the beginning of the 20th century, and no one but his namesake, Pius V, 4 centuries before, had been canonized among the bishops of Rome. He is known by so many titles and honored for so many reasons. Let me just isolate a few and apply each to ourselves. Pope St. Pius X introduced, now all over the world, what he called confraternity programs for teaching religion, especially to the young. He was painfully aware of how many of the faithful just did not know their faith, how we need his intercession today, begging him to enlighten, especially the bishops in the Catholic Church, in God's name, to do something about the massive illiteracy in religion among the faithful. In the United States alone, over 6 million children are getting no formal religious education, though all have been baptized as Catholic. St. Pius X is the great Pope of the Eucharist. He fought what was still the infection of Jansenism in the Catholic Church and restored early Holy Communion, that had gone out of gold for centuries. It's well to recall he was the one who reminded the Catholic Church that 7 centuries before, to be exact, in 1215, a law had been passed that all children ought to receive their first confession, and in that order, and then make their first communion as soon as they reach the age of reason. Early Holy Communion, foreseeing the temptations to bear faith and virtue of children in the modern world from the dawn of reason. He was the one to restore, after again more than 7 centuries, frequent communion, which he defined as daily communion. He recalled 2 things it is known for us to know. That in the Lord's Prayer, the invocation, "Give us this day our daily bread," has a primary meaning. The first meaning of that invocation, he says, is begging God to inspire all believers to receive the bread of the Eucharist. have we done? And secondly, that in the early church, the law was you never fulfilled your obligation through your Mass on Sunday and holy days of obligation unless you both heard Mass and received communion. Pope St. Pius X restored in so many ways the dignity and especially the profound faith meaning of the priesthood, from which, as I found out in the last 3 weeks, your founder derived his inspiration. Except for the priest, there would be no Mass. Except for the priest, there would be no real presence. Except for the priesthood, there would be no Jesus Christ on earth today. Urging and pleading with the priests of God to live up to their sublime dignity. Because, as he told priests, as only a pope like Pius would dare tell them, your sanctity determines the faith of the people. The more exalted your dignity, unless your sanctity corresponds to that dignity, so far from winning the people to Christ, he will drive them away from the Master. How true. How sadly true. People, he told priests, must see in you the faith claims you make for yourselves. If you are other Christs, be other Christs. In the oration, the first one for the Mass of St. Pius X, the Church asks us to beg for some of Pius' courage he has. He came from a very poor family. When he was canonized, I happened to be in Rome, working then for the Vatican Radio. And did some research because I lectured on him over the Vatican Radio prior to his canonization. And I found out he was so poor that the mile that he had to walk to school as a youngster, he didn't want to wear out his shoes. So in the dead of winter, he would take his shoes off, carry them on his shoulders, walk barefoot, and put them on when he entered the school building. But he was not afraid of the rich or powerful. He condemned modernism, one of most tenet for knowledge. The heresy ravaging the church today is modernism. And those in silence, not a few among the Christians, when you tell them that, they smile. And they remind you, don't you know that modernism is a phantom heresy that never existed? It sure did. And it sure does. He had the nerve to condemn the scholars of his day, including the founder of modernism, an ex-Jesuit, 凝縮したもの、Church depends on them for preserving the faith in the family, for teaching the faith to their children, and for advancing the faith in mission countries. Guess how many Catholics there are in Africa? Over 50 million. And most of them converts of this century, and most of them instructed by lay catechists, themselves inspired by St. Pius the Tenth. And in case you think of India and Africa and Christian Catholicism, I may have told you one day I'm talking to the missionaries of charity in Labor. I made some remark about India as a mission country. I noticed the sister started laughing. When I saw a joke, I expected her to laugh. I didn't think this was a joke. So I asked in chapel, "What are you laughing at?" "Oh," I said, "when we are sent to America, Mother Teresa tells us, you're going to a mission land. The zeal of the laity, how the church needs the laity to keep and advance the faith." Well, there is one more title to greatness of St. Pius X, and that is that he restored to the faithful and did everything in his power to make the liturgy meaningful. There are, as we know nowadays, not a few aberrations. And the present Holy Father has had to reprimand. But the liturgy is not only, as Pius the Tenth made clear, something that people say attend for a half an hour on a Sunday. The liturgy is a way of life. It is to be lived. It is, as he said, faith put into practice. It means many things, and most of them still just developing in the Catholic Church. He urged the divine office of it. And all the faithful, at least the morning and the evening prayers. He urged active participation of the faithful in the Mass. What a difference. Now that we do have the vernacular to understand what is going on and what are them to live up. It means presentation of the sacraments of communion, but also, Pius X said, of confession. As the present Pope had to remind the bishops in Chicago, it seems just about everybody is going to communion these days, but almost no one to confession. As though the Pope said there are no more sinners in the church. All of this and more of it. we can thank God for having either gone into or strengthened in the church because of today's grace, hope, and strength. May I especially recommend that we ask today St. Pius X to obtain for the present Holy Father his successor. Also a man from a poor family. A man of deep faith and strong courage. To do for the church in our day what the Pius X did for her in his day. Saint Pius the Tenth, Pope of Catholic Action, Pope of the Eucharist, Pope of Defending the Faith, Pope of the Ministry, Pope of the Priesthood, pray for us in the name of God.